ಹೇಳ್ಬೋದೇ? ಗುಡ್ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್. ಟುಡೇ ಇಂಡ್ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ಇಂಡ್ ಟುಡೇ ಇಸ್ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ವಾಸ್ ರುಗು ಉಪಕರ್ಮ, ಟುಡೇ ಇಸ್ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದ ಉಪಕರ್ಮ. ಉಪಕರ್ಮ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಪ್ಲಿಕೇಬಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಎವ್ರಿವನ್. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೂ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಒನ್. ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಉತ್ಸೃಜನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಉಪಕರ್ಮ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಉತ್ಸೃಜನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲರ್ನ್ಡ್, ಗಿವ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಪ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ಫಾರ್ ಋಗ್ವೇದ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟುಡೇ ಇಸ್ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದ. ಇಟ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲರ್ನ್ಡ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಲರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಸೋ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಯರ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಎಫ್ರೆಶ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೆಕ್ಯಾನಿಕಲ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಬುಕ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಟ್ರೆಡಿಷ್ನಲ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಬುಕ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಗುರುಕುಲ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಬುಕ್. ದೇ ರೀಡ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಬುಕ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಪ್ರೆಪ್ ಟು ದ ಪಿ ಎಚ್ ಡಿ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ರೀಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಯರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಲರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ನ್ಯೂ ಡೈಮೆನ್ಷನ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಡೈಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್. ಎವ್ರಿ ದಿಸ್ ಇಯರ್ ಉತ್ಸರ್ಜನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಉಪಕರ್ಮ. ಉಪಕರ್ಮ ಟೇಕ್ ಆನ್ ದ ನ್ಯೂ ಡೈಮೆನ್ಷನ್. ವಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಲರ್ನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್, ಯೋಗ ಆರ್ ವೇದಾಂತ ಆರ್ ಹೈಯರ್ ಸ್ಟಡೀಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಎ ನ್ಯೂ ಡೈಮೆನ್ಷನ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಒನ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅಸ್ ಸೀಕರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೈಯರ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಫಾಲೋ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಗೇನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್. ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಲರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಎ ನ್ಯೂ ಡೈಮೆನ್ಷನ್. ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎನ್ ಎ ನ್ಯೂ ಡೈಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟಿವ್. ವೆನ್ ದೆನ್ ದ ಲರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಜಾಯ್ಫುಲ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟುಡೇ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ರಕ್ಷಾಬಂಧನ್ ಶ್ರಾವಣ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಮಂತ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರಾವಣ. ಫುಲ್ ಮೂನ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ರಕ್ಷಾಬಂಧನ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಮೇನ್ಲಿ ಎ ಸೋಷಿಯಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಕನ್ಸರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಲುಕ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಈಚ್ ಅದರ್. ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಈಚ್ ಅದರ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಈಚ್ ಅದರ್, ದಟ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಟಿ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್, ಸಮ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಟಿ ಬಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ಫಾರ್ ಕಮ್ಯುನಿಟಿ ಬಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ರಕ್ಷಾಬಂಧನ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್. But the real significance, however great is my friend, and he or she cannot be with me at all time. It's a day the best security will get when you connect to the Supreme Lord. He is the total real protector. We humans, however many friends we have, they can be with us at limited places and limited times. The real raksha bandhan happens when you start connecting to the highest. It's another dimension of raksha bandhan. And we have been covering the 26 qualities, divine qualities required by the seeker, and acquiring those ones, it is a raksha bandhan. It is a protection for us. For example, with Australian currency, I want to go to United Kingdom, for example, with the Australian dollar, I have to convert that one into British pound. If I say I want to trade, exchange the goods based on the Australian currency, they say it is not acceptable. If I go to America, I have to exchange the currency. So is when I depart the body, whatever I have to have some exchange factor. I have to exchange something to deal with the other world. The exchanging the divine qualities, what you have, you can encash it in the other higher world, or it will be with you. You can encash it for the next life also. Acquire those ones so that it is 100% good exchange. Otherwise there will be a commission, 50% commission, 80% commission, and hardly anything you'll get out of that one. For example, some country, they say our currency is worth nothing, I can't exchange. And the best way to exchange, acquire these ones, it will be useful. Here also it will be a protection for you, and you can exchange it in the other countries also. When you go out of this body, when you leave the body, only thing you can carry which is easily exchangeable is these divine qualities. acquire those ones. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Jnana yoga vyavasthitihi.
Jnana yoga vyavasthitihi.
Dhanam damascha yajnascha.
Dhanam damascha yajnascha.
Svadhyaya tapa arjavam.
Svadhyaya tapa arjavam.
The qualities to quickly touch upon, one is the fearlessness. Be fearless. Sattva samshuddhi. Calm your mind. When you calm your mind, that is the Dhruva Smritihi. Upanishad says, Sattva Samshuddhi, and by doing that one, calming that one, if you want to improve your memory power, calm your mind, relax your mind. Jnana Yoga Vivasthitihi, acquire for the higher knowledge. Dhanam Damascha Yajnascha, be magnanimous in your life. Be charitable person. Damascha, have control over your senses. Yajnascha, yajna means the karma. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter also, it talks about annad bhavanti bhutani parjanya tanna sambhava yajnad bhavati parjanyo yajna karma pratishtitam. The karma, the good action, whatever you are doing, offering to the Lord, it becomes an yajna. Yajnascha swadhyaya tapa arjavam. Swadhyaya, you are reflect on the scriptures. Reflect on the scriptures. It gives you immense strength. Tapa, it's a endure the tapas in the physical level, talking level, mental level, and endure the difficulties in life. Tapas, I covered that one exhaustively in 2 weeks back. And arjavam, straightforwardness in our dealing. And then next, the 11th one, we touched upon the 11th one last week. Ahimsa, satyamakrodha, yaga shantira, apaishunam, daya bhuteshu, aloluptvam, mardavam,
Hrirachapalam.
One Ahimsa, one who is established in Ahimsa, in his or her presence, there is no animosity exist. That I touched upon Gandhiji. Gandhiji's principle, he lived based on the Ahimsa. Then Satya. Satya, the Satya in Mundaka Upanishad says, Satyameva Jayati na Anritam. Truth alone triumphs. And I may take shortcuts in my life, seem to be winning, but at end result, that person will fail. The truth alone is the triumphs. Satya means truth. And the Satya, in the one who is established in Satya, and Patanjali says, Satya Pratishtayam, Kriya Palashriyam. One who is established in Satya, in his or her presence, whatever he or she says, Kriya Palashriyam, that happens. To give an example, it is called as Karna Parampara in Tulsidas. Tulsidas, a great poet, great composer, great devotee of Lord Rama, who composed Tulsi Ramacharitamanas. And he had it is Karna Parampara means it has come from one mouth to another ear, one ear to another ear. It has come, that message has come from through the generation. He had a maid servant, and she did not have any children after marrying for 10 years. She showed her horoscope to an astrologer. Astrologer looked at her horoscope and said, according to your horoscope, you won't have any children for next 7 lives. And she got very saddened, and she approached her master, Tulsidasji. And he said, in that time, people used to say, Tulsidas used to talk to Lord Rama, Lord Rama. He said, okay, I will talk to Lord Rama and I will ask his message. And that evening, he talked to Lord Rama, he said, yes, what that astrologer said was right. She won't have any children for 7 lives. Next day, Tulsidas conveyed the message to that maid servant, my child, I spoke to Lord Rama and he also said the same. And it is your karma. She felt very disturbed and wanted to commit suicide. She went to the river. She wanted to jump into the river. By then, one avadhuta, yogi, was passing by. He said, hey, what are you doing? She said, I'm committing suicide. No point in living. And she told the reason why she is committing suicide. He said, not to worry. You will have 3 children. But what are you saying? Tulsidas himself said, I won't have any children. But he said, it's whatever Tulsidas says, it's okay. But I am saying you will have 3 children. But after the third child is born, go and thank Tulsidasji for his blessing. And he went off. And she had the first child next year, and the second in the following year, and third after that. And after the third child was born, she went to the Tulsidasji with the fruits and sweets. With your blessings, I'm blessed with 3 children. And he was surprised how it could happen. Even I spoke to Lord Rama. And that evening, he again, he spoke to Lord Rama. You told she won't have any children, but she's blessed with 3 children. He said, what can I do? That avadhuta, he told she will have 3 children. I have to obey by what my devotee says. You asked whether she will have child or not. I gave you the answer. Had you told, let her have 3 children, I would have blessed her through you also. And whatever my devotee is established, Lord will bless that one. Bhagavad Gita also says that to the devotee, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Make a promise. I will make sure that it will be fulfilled. It may be against your horoscope or whatever, but if the devotee makes a promise, it is my obligation to make it a right one. It says in the Bhishmacharya, in the Mahabharata, Duryodhana and Arjuna went to Sri Krishna. They wanted his support for the war, and Arjuna opted for Krishna alone. Krishna said, I will come alone, but with no weapon. Or I will send all my troops, millions, which one you wanted? Duryodhana wanted the troops. Krishna is only person, one person, it's okay. But Arjuna wanted only one person, even without the weapon. And Duryodhana went and reported to his grandfather, Bhishmacharya. Bhishmacharya was annoyed. Oh fool, what did you took the wrong option. And though Krishna said he won't take up the weapon, I will make a promise, Krishna will take the weapon. In the war front, Krishna was a charioteer, and Bhishmacharya started shooting the arrows at Krishna, and Sri Krishna got off and took up the weapon, holding the weapon. At that time, Bhishmacharya came and fell at the Krishna's feet. How great you are! You to make my promise true, you took up the weapon. How great you are! And he could not contain himself. That the Lord's greatness is the he will make sure the devotee, one who is submitted to the Lord, his or her promise, he will make it fulfilled. And for that one, to have that siddhi, satya, one to establish, one has to do the tapas, acquire the divine qualities. When it happens, that divine quality protects the whatever he or she utters, it will come true. And if you come across that type of great people, it's a great blessing. It is a great protection for us. That is the real Raksha Bandhana. When we have that type of people around us, it is a real Raksha Bandhana, real protection for us. We have covered 12 qualities. We will touch upon another 14 qualities in the coming weeks. Lie down on your back.